You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Hello and welcome to the SBS On The Money podcast for this Monday. I'm Reina Sarumpayat. It was a positive start to the week for the Australian share market, which closed 44 points higher, or 0.5%, to 9,103. 7 of the 11 sectors advanced as investors looked past those elevated government bond yields. US Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, having tried but failed last week to dampen surging borrowing costs through his bond market intervention. Among the local newsmakers, a new record high for BHP. And to kick off this final week of the company reporting season, the lithium producer PLS closed up nearly 8%, Ansell 9%, Ampol 4%, Adore Beauty 21%. Heading south in a very mixed bag, Regal Partners off 2.8%, NIB 9%, and the owner of Dan Murphy's and BWS, Endeavour Group, was down 4%. Watching it all was Elio D'Amato, Executive Director of Enviro Invest.
We've seen a lot of love come for the mining sector, a lot of stocks across the board rising quite strongly, BHP hitting an all-time high. Most of that is driven by PLS, or the old Pilbara Resources, who announced a very strong result. And obviously, the lithium producer has been, its result has seen strength across the broader sector. That and copper has hit all-time highs as well. So we've seen quite a bit of strength there, and that's helped lift the local bourse up, as well as healthcare, where we saw a particularly strong result come out of Ansell. Not only were they able to shoot the lights out, as it were, but they also gave the impression that this wasn't a one-off, that their outlook would actually combine or take in the current performance, as it were, and they'll be able to grow on that, which the market really took as a very strong validation of the company's future, as it were.
It did talk about Trump trade tariffs, but it seems much of that was offset through price increases.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, they were able to, even by their own admission, they were able to absorb a lot of the Trump tariffs in regards to their business, and they were able to pass on a lot of those extra higher costs through to their customers, which isn't great because obviously the price of those items goes up, but they were able to do that, which obviously supported their bottom line. I mean, we saw margins actually improve for the company as well, which further reinforce that idea.
Which other companies reporting today were you particularly interested in?
Well, the big news obviously came through from Regal today, announcing that the founder of the business was actually stepping down, Phil King. That's obviously a fair part of what any investor in that particular business would be there for. So unsurprising to see its share price sold off today. We've also seen Bendigo and LA Bank, which reversed some early losses to a degree because of they saw a modest increase to their cash earnings. But we expect broader weakness across many of those home lenders or lenders, as such as interest rates rise, as well as the cost of living pressure start to bite. And we also saw aged care group Regis Healthcare. They also delivered a very strong growth in net profit. Then there were other companies like Adore Beauty, which surprised investors on the positive side. And then converse to that was NIB Holdings, whom unfortunately saw their net full profit remain relatively flat, even though they did achieve stronger revenue. But that's, of course, because of the rising cost of everything, which has impacted margins and therefore the bottom line. So a bit of a mixed bag, but I think we're going to see a lot of that this reporting season as companies really digest the reduction in consumer spending across the board and what that actually means to their bottom line.
Now, we're way more than halfway through the company reporting season. Has it been individual earnings that have driven the ASX, or has it been overseas concerns, especially bond markets?
Yeah, I think as we enter the last week of reporting season, we expect a few of the rats and mice, as we affectionately know them as, to report, as it were, in the To what we've seen today, yes, obviously very company specific. I mean, we know the consumer discretionary has been tough, so we've seen a few downgrades across there, like a JB Hi-Fi, for example, and a few others. But then we've seen companies who have bucked the trend, who have really delivered in regards to that. Obviously, the eye is offshore. I mean, we've seen the Australian market declined ever so slightly over the last few weeks, and much of that is driven by things like inflation concerns, interest rate concerns, and what that ultimately means to the end investor, rather than necessarily the company as such. So a little bit of column A and a little bit of column B, but I think so much uncertainty on an investing scale or investing landscape is going to drive where the market goes in the near term. We've seen a little bit in the last few weeks in regards to that, but whether that continues will be interesting because possibly many would argue it's played a little of a role or too little of a role of recent date. It'll be interesting to see if they play catch up.
Just what on Scott Bessent is doing, how do you feel about these plans to double or even more than double the buying back of long-dated US treasuries? Will that work? Will that really muddy the waters for the Federal Reserve? What do you think?
I've given up trying to predict what will happen with the US economy, particularly given their debts hit some $4 trillion and it continues to rise as we speak. But obviously, there's been a long history in regards to the US government intervening in financial markets, and this is just another example of that. Unfortunately, whilst this did provide a short-term panacea, over the long term, we don't think that this will necessarily play as big a role as what the administration may very well hope. Unfortunately, traders will look beyond this move, and if nothing else, at least there's someone on the exit side or on the other side that they'll feel relatively comfortable with. So whilst I think their intervention is somewhat important because obviously it does provide some confidence, over the long run, we don't think it will necessarily be all that important because what we'll see is really market forces take over. And I think the bond rate will be due for a little bit more of a run-up if concerns around the rising interest rates also continue there. But yeah, but then again, the rising interest rates could also reduce existing bond prices. There's a whole litany of things that will play out there. But obviously, intervention, for the use of a better term, might provide confidence for some, but for others, they'll just brush it aside.
And finally, with all that you've said, where do you see the value and opportunities for investors right now?
Look, obviously, it's pretty difficult to find opportunities at the moment. We're almost like a seagull after a footy match trying to pick up a few chips. Obviously, anyone that leads or drives efficiency is where you want to be looking right now. So the old SaaS companies or IT-related businesses are where you want to be looking. We've also seen strong demand from our resources sector domestically, and you can even see we saw Ampol's result today, for example, a stronger oil price actually does to their business and what it's done there, and we expect that to continue to play out because the Strait of Hormuz is unlikely to return to its previous condition anytime soon. So yeah, they look towards resources, look towards energy. And you can also look towards those IT. But to be honest with you, you have to be prepared to pay to play when it comes to this space at the moment because it's very difficult to assume that many companies are trading at a discount. But that said, if things continue to grow in terms of economy, on an economy basis, then our large caps will continue to do well as well. But do be careful. We're telling everyone to be cautious, particularly in regards to the banks and anyone led to the consumer and any retail investor because of recent changes towards tax benefits. But obviously, as with anything related to the market, there's many levels we can peel to get to the final answer, which will inevitably be wrong.
Hopefully not always, Elio.
Elio D'Amato there, Executive Director of EnviroInvest. And that wraps up today's podcast. Give it a like, a review and subscribe if you enjoyed it. And don't forget you can watch On The Money during the 6:30 weekday edition of SBS World News on SBS. I'm Raina Sarumpayat. Thanks for joining me. Catch you another time.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.